Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. A forthcoming memoir traces one Delaware woman's difficult path through abusive relationships and ultimately a fruitful career in law enforcement. In Standing Up, Making the Best Out of Surviving the Worst, Middletown-based author Mary Devine offers a unique perspective that's part civilian, part law enforcement. She recounts her two early marriages and how those experiences shaped her career in law enforcement here in Delaware, where she spent years responding to the kinds of domestic violence calls she once lived through. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon talks with Devine about standing up, resilience, and finding agency beyond the things that happen to us.
Why did you decide to write this memoir? Was there a specific moment for you that stands out in that decision, or is this something that you had thought about doing for a while now?
Well, it didn't start out as an intention to write a memoir at all. It started out as a journal. And, I came upon it quite accidentally. My mom had a stroke at the same time that I was retiring from my police job. So I found myself with a lot of time and not a lot of things to do. So, and this is COVID reached out. And so everybody was looking for things to do at that time. And I just kept writing and writing. And then suddenly it started to turn into something. And you know, people kept saying, you should write a book. You should write a book. And so I, little by little, I dabbled. And it soon grew into what I thought was going to be a book. And, you know, looking back at those things was really very healing. It took time, a lot of time. I'm embarrassed to admit it took almost 8 years by the time I finished it. Yeah, I wrote and then I would put it on the shelf and write and put it on the shelf and summers put it on the shelf. But once I made that decision, I think things moved along quickly and I decided that I was going to be serious about this. And the main portion of the book that really got to me, the really reason that I put it out is that when I came full circle as a police officer, I had a case that my first case in detectives that mirrored my own experience, and following that young woman around and watching her, I saw myself. And my intent was to hopefully to somebody would get this book in their hands and they would relate to it. And of course, in the back of the book, I've offered some resource pages and some self-assessments that will allow people to look at it and see for themselves in the quiet times whether or not they might be experiencing this.
Yeah, I will say, well worth the wait as far as the timeline for this book goes. And I can certainly see, as someone who has read the book, speaking for myself, I can see why folks around you were saying, you know, you need to write a book. But I will say this is it's a deeply personal book, deeply personal memoir. And there's some real heavy stuff in it. Abuse, addiction, trauma. It's as gripping a read, and I told you this off air before we started, but it's as gripping a read as it is an emotional one. So how did you navigate the emotions that you just referred to in your answer there? How did you navigate those emotions that writing this brought up? How difficult or not was that for you?
You know, I thought I had worked through it already. And when I started having to identify particular things like dates and times. And then I started to realize that certain events or certain songs or like most of us have, it'll bring back a memory. But I remembered that those memories came back torridly. I mean, they just, you know, they were difficult to say the least, but some of them so memorable that I could remember how it felt, how it smelled, how, you know, all of my senses were just, you know, heightened. And yeah, it was really difficult. I took a lot of time. I mean, I sought counseling too. I talked to counselors about my, you know, my feelings and what was happening there because they were so new to me. I thought I had put that on the shelf, but apparently it was time to take it back off the shelf and work through it, examine what my role was, why I did what I did, and why I didn't do some things I should have done. and found a way to let myself off the hook because I was young and I just was very naive. So a lot of it was I just wasn't ready yet.
This is something else you also touched on in terms of what the writing process, that entire process of putting the memoir together, how it impacted you. Obviously, I can see how writing this, like I said, putting it all together would have been therapeutic in many ways. And how was it therapeutic for you?
I think that it was, like I said, the examination of it, because I always looked at it as something horrible that happened to me, and that takes the responsibility out of it for me. And there is a responsibility in there. I knew at times that this was wrong, and it shouldn't be this way. And I gave my partner excuses when he didn't deserve them, and without really identifying whether or not that was true, or even talking to him about it. What it did was it changed my future behavior. So it helped me to look at what I saw then and say, well, that's where I didn't trust my gut. That's where I knew and I didn't move forward in the right direction. And now that knowing and that trusting myself has become really important to me.
Speaking broadly, one of the, bigger, more defining themes I came away with, I think a lot of readers will come away with, is that we don't have to be defined by other people. We don't have to be defined by the bad things that happen to us or the negative experiences that we do endure. I know takeaways and or themes can be subjective, but what are your thoughts on that and what you think defines standing up?
I absolutely agree, and I'm so glad you said that because you always want to make sure that you've gotten through, and that tells me that that you got it. So yeah, absolutely. What I know is that what happens to me is not who I am. What I do with what happens to me is what makes me who I am. And so people say, "Oh my God, you poor thing. I'm sorry you went through that." And I never look back that way. I don't regret it because I wouldn't be where I am, and I wouldn't have done the things I've done. And I have had so far an amazing life. And you can have a good life. You can change your stars anytime. It's a choice. It is a choice.
I read one review that called this raw, real, and relatable, and that the book is ideal for fans, an ideal read for fans of Tara Westover's Educated, which actually is sitting on this bookshelf behind me. The listeners can't see this, but on our Zoom call, but Tara Westover's Educated and Cheryl Strayed's Wild. So I feel like this book is for a lot of folks. It isn't for just a certain demographic or whatnot. Not just certain people. Am I in base in saying that?
Yes, because it isn't just domestic violence. It's any trauma. There are so many things, so many evils in this world that trap people. Addiction is one. And I have an enlightened view of what addiction is like. Boy, I certainly got an eyeful. And it isn't anything like I thought it was. I didn't really have much experience with it, but any kind of trauma that someone goes through can put them at a stop, can cause them to shut down, I guess, for a lack of a better way of putting it. It doesn't have to do that. And I think a lot of that comes down to blame and shame. And most of the time, trauma keeps us silent. We keep it to ourselves because people don't want to hear our troubles. People don't want to hear our pain. Especially not over and over again. And trauma in itself can last a very long time, as most people know. A death of a loved one, or a suicide, or a loss of a career or a job that causes shame. So, yeah, I think that this book speaks to anyone who's gone through something and can come out the other side, because I think you really just have to look for opportunities and listen with your gut. Listen when people offer help, accept it. We tend to, I myself, at least, I consider myself a type A personality, and I don't need any help. I'm good. I've got this. I'm okay. I got this. I have a strong faith. And I usually treat him the same way. Thanks to God, I got this. You showed me the way. Now I'll take over. I'm good. And that's when things go south again. So, but we do need to reach out and communicate with our friends and our family members and let them know what we're going through and how it's affecting us, because it's hard to get your head straight when your heart's hurting.
Thanks to Middletown-based author Mary Devine and our Kyle McKinnon for enlightening us this week.